Hello, Detective. I was expecting you. Please come in and sit down. The couch opposite me is quite comfy, I assure you. Yes, thank you for asking. I'm feeling much better now. It was quite, hard being in that cold hall with everyone else. I find being by myself in this lovely room puts me much more at ease. It's a very meditative setting, don't you agree? Yes, I'd be delighted to speak with you. I find you to be a very intriguing man. And of course, I'd like nothing better than to help bring my brother's killer to justice. Please, don't hesitate to ask whatever's on your mind. Oh, and if you don't mind, call me Olivia. Madame Rose sounds far too formal. Don't you agree? No. No husband in the picture, unfortunately. He died quite some time ago. We weren't even 5 years into our marriage when it happened. Cancer, I'm sorry to say. It was hard on both of us, Amelia and I. She was only 5 years old at the time. She didn't really know how to process it. I'll never forget the day he passed. He was so scared, and he was in so much pain. He fought for every minute with us, and he just didn't want to die, you know? I held his hand and told him it was okay, that he didn't have to hold on anymore. And then well, you know. Anyway, I raised Amelia alone after that. I never remarried. Thank God for James. He was like a father to Amelia. So generous. I couldn't have asked for a better brother. And now he's gone too. And I'm all alone. Oh, thank you. You're very kind. Why, no, I don't have even the slightest inclination. I can't imagine who would do him harm. Least of all his family. He was a good person, you know? Even Viv, mean-spirited as she is, would never hurt him. I'm sure of it. Oh, Detective, I understand why you might think that, as a psychic, I do have abilities that could aid me in such a situation. But you have to understand, I don't choose when I see things. The future, or the past, I mean. The bits and pieces I do get come when fate makes it so. I can't will specific visions into my mind. Here, I'll show you. Let me just come sit next to you. Now give me your hand, and let me read your palm. No, really. Let me see. Oh, you've got the hands of a working man. I suppose detective work wasn't your first occupation. No, that's not me being a psychic. That's just me noticing the calluses on your palms. Oh, now that is interesting. It might actually be helpful to your investigation, but I doubt you'd believe me if I told you. All right, then. I suppose it couldn't hurt. One of the things that I most often glean from a person's palm are matters of love. intimacy, to be more specific. And well, to be blunt, I detected intimacy in your future. In this very house, nonetheless. But moreover, I sensed a certain sexual energy shared between yourself and the person who killed James. Yes, Detective. What I mean is, you have intercourse tonight with the very person you're set on arresting. No, sweetie, I'm afraid it doesn't work that way. I can't see the person in question. I can only feel them. And I felt a certain rage, a sense of conquest. The feeling a person gets when they hurt someone. I can't be certain, but I think you're gonna bed the killer tonight, Detective. I knew you wouldn't believe me. But then again, I doubt that little reading would stand up in court anyways. I suppose it doesn't matter. Oh? Of course I'd be happy to answer one more question for you. Fire away. Just what is that supposed to mean? Where did you hear such a nasty rumor? Well, I can assure you, it's not true. It seems especially libelous to besmirch the dead before even laying them to rest. I don't... Detective, I understand you don't mean to judge, that you're following up all the leads you have, but this is, even if it were true, what difference would it make? I see. I'll be frank with you, Detective. I want my brother's killer found. Do you understand? I want them to face justice. If I agree to talk about this, you have to promise to deliver justice to James. Can you do that for me? All right then. I may have had intimacies with James. But it was very long ago. We were young, barely into our 20s. Our parents had died in a car accident, and we were very lonely. Our only living family was each other. When James and I made love, it wasn't some weird incest fetishism. We were taking care of each other, tending to one another. It was our way of coping with tragedy, and I don't think I could have gotten through it without him. The last time I had sex with James was a week before I got married. One last fleeting foray before we parted. James was married to Elizabeth not long after that, and we went our separate ways. But we never had sex again. Not even after my husband died. I haven't felt the touch of a man in... God, it's been 3 decades. I haven't had sex in nearly 30 years, Detective. Oh, Detective, you're so kind. But I think you're exaggerating quite a bit. I'm not that desirable. Am I? Really? You think I'm beautiful? Even though I'm so far past my prime? Oh, sweetie, thank you. Thank you so much. I really... Detective, are you... are we really... If we're going to do this, I want to do it right. I want us to be naked. Please, can you help me with my blouse? How do you like my tits, detective? Not as perky as they used to be, I'll admit. But I hope you... Oh my god. I almost forgot it could be like this. It, sweetie. Oh, suck my dits. Oh, they're all yours, baby. Oh. Mm. Oh. 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 Oh, detective. Oh. No, no, it's all right. Just please be gentle. They're sensitive. Oh, come here, sweetie. Kiss me. Let me taste those gentle lips of yours. Get those pants off. I'm not asking, detective. Your penis, it's beautiful. Detective, I need to be frank with you. Well, the fact is, I need you inside me. Please. I need it inside me, baby. I need you to... Oh, what are you doing? You're kissing my tits. And my stomach. And my... my pussy. Ah. detective. You got a slick tongue for detective work. But I'd say it's better suited buried to the hilt than my fucking twat. Don't you agree? Oh my god. I'm coming soon. I'm gonna come. Detective, I just want you to know that back in my heyday, I was quite the squirter. I just don't want to surprise you, is all. Oh god. I'm there. Oh, taste me, sweetie. Oh, taste my fucking pussy juice. Shot like a fountain on you. You're completely drenched. And you taste like sex. Smell like it too, if I'm honest. It's time, baby. I need you and me now. And you just sit there on the couch. Let me get on top. Are you ready? I haven't been this wet in ages. I'm gonna sink you to the hilt. Just look in my eyes while I take you inside. Almost there. Almost there. Feel me clamp down around you as I sink. Feel the tightness. Feel it envelop you. Oh, you're in. How are you finding my pussy, detective? Is it living up to your lengthy expectations? Oh my, eager, aren't we? No, it's all right, sweetie. Let me do all the work. You just relax. I'm going to coax that warm cum load from those heavy balls of yours. You've got quite the member, detective. I can feel your cockhead kissing my cervix every time I sink down. And so gentle, yet so powerful. Oh god. Oh, it's a perfect fit. I've never been filled so completely. It's so wonderful. Oh, fuck me.
pussy is yours. Oh, oh God. Oh, I love it. I love your cock. Grab my hips. Sink me to the hilt. Oh, that's it. That's it, sweetie. Rub me like a fucking bitch. Do it. Harder. Oh, oh, keep fucking me. Oh, I'm getting close. Close to. Oh, close to coming. You feel it, baby? Oh, you feel me gripping your hardened shaft. Oh, I'm gonna drench your cock, detective. I'm gonna. Oh, oh God. Oh, I'm there. Oh, oh, I'm coming. Oh, feel it. Feel it clamped down around you. I'm coming. Oh. Oh my God. Oh. Mm. And you still haven't blown your load, are you? Are you close? Yeah. You want to finish inside me? Oh, sweetie. It's my pleasure, really. I haven't felt the man twitch and spurt inside me in so long. Let me feel it one more time. Let me feel those gentle spreads deep, deep inside me. Can you do that for me? Can you release inside me, baby? Yeah. Oh, wanna feel me? Oh, fuck yeah. Do it. Oh, I want it. Oh, make sure your ball's deep when you let go. I wanna feel it splashing against my cervix. It's alright, sweetie. I know you're close. I can feel you pulsing inside me. Just do it. Let go and do it. And don't worry. I won't get pregnant. It doesn't take a psychic to know that window's closed for me. Look in my eyes, baby. Look in my... Oh, oh God. Oh, I feel it. Oh. 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 My, detective. You certainly had a lot to give, didn't you? It's been a while for you too, hasn't it? You know, they say... In those last few pumps, before he finishes, they say you can see a man's soul in his eyes. Well, I don't know what I saw, but it sure was something. You were something, detective. Oh, pull out. I want to see the mess we made. Oh, wow. You filled me to the brim, didn't you? Ah, thank you, sweetie. I really needed that. Let's clean you up and get dressed. I know you still have work to do. And I won't let you forget our deal. Please. Please find James Killer. You will, won't you?
Thank you. I'll never forget what we shared here today. Oh, yes, I suppose I did just incriminate myself, didn't I? Making love with a killer, right? Well, I have a feeling I'm not the only woman. You'll be betting here tonight. A man as virile as you. Well, I'm sure you've got more work to do. Right, detective?